Washington State's electors have cast their presidential votes from Olympia. The total in Washington State, 8 for Hillary, not for 4 not for Hillary. So far, CNN reporting that no electors have gone against Trump at this point. This is putting Donald Trump one step closer to taking the office in January. Seattle Times economic columnist John Talton took a look at how Trump's economic policies will affect the Puget Sound region.
Hi, Patricia.
Okay, so overall, President Trump, good or bad for Puget Sound's economy?
I think at best we can say mixed. If he follows through on his plans and the GOP Congress plans, there will be huge tax cuts that will go to the richest people, and we have plenty of those. And there will be big cuts to social programs, which will hurt middle and low-income people here, including repealing Obamacare.
The trickle-down could be significant.
Well, that would fly in the face of the evidence we've had for the past 35 years. Because the rich typically are not cash-strapped, so they don't go out and spend their money. And companies invest less and less in workers now, which is why we're having such a productivity problem. And so there's very little in the Trump agenda that would really be a stimulus. Now, in the short term, with tax cuts and rolling back regulations and things like that, you will see some businesses flourish. In the long term, there are costs to that, costs to the social safety net, costs to the environment, costs from climate change that's unaddressed.
President-elect Trump says day one he's going to abandon the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Is that possible, and what would that mean for Washington?
I think TPP is dead, and maybe we do need a new trade paradigm. We have to understand that Donald Trump is not a normal president. He has no experience in office. He's not curious. He's unlike any president we've ever had in American history. And so if we're going to abandon the existing trade paradigm, what's going to replace it? Well, he hasn't really said. Washington is per capita the most trade-dependent state. It runs a trade surplus with the world. And so Washington stands to really be hurt if trade is curtailed or somehow disrupted. This doesn't have to have the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We might have benefited modestly. But if you want to abandon the whole ball of wax that's been trade done the American way for the past several decades, that's going to be disruptive.
You wrote about a report from the Milken Institute that looked at top-performing cities around the country. The report called us one of the world's most innovative regions, but it also warned that pressure on Boeing is the region's biggest liability. Do you agree with that? And do you think the pressure on Boeing is our biggest liability economically?
I think it is right now, and I think that we're seeing a very slow economy worldwide, and that affects jet plane orders. And so Boeing is already feeling those headwinds. It has also been attacked by Donald Trump, who has this habit of going after companies and then sometimes making nice, and Boeing is trying to make nice back. But it just shows you the really uncharted waters that we're in.
Yeah, what do you think will happen with that pressure on Boeing during the Trump administration? I mean, recently, their latest interaction with the president started with a tweet.
Well, we've never seen these kind of sudden, impulsive attacks. Now, on the other hand, Boeing is working hard to be collaborative, and it's a very smart company. But we have a lot on the line here, and we're really in new territory. There's nothing like this in American history.
Is there some kind of warning indicator that you're watching for in our economy that might give you a heads up that everything's about to change?
Well, sure. I mean, if we see a big drop in exports and imports in and out of the Puget Sound, if we see a big drop in housing prices, people might who want to buy might say, yay. But that might be a sign that the bubble, if you want to call it that, is popping. I'm certainly watching Amazon stock because we're very dependent on Amazon in the city and the region and the tech industry in general to make sure that that's not a bubble that pops. Those are a few of the things.
And as we move into a new administration, how should listeners be thinking about our region's economic strength moving forward?
This is a region that punches well above its weight economically. We are blessed with a very diverse economy, and we have so many strong points and so many assets. But we compete against the world, and we compete against world-class cities, and every other place in America wants what we have, so we can't take it for granted. And as we move into these uncharted waters, it's a strong economy. President Obama is handing Donald Trump a very strong economy compared to what he was handed. And the last thing I'll just say is this is a very old expansion, and it won't last forever. The question is whether we'll have a mild recession or whether Trump's policies will lead us into something worse.
All right. John Talton is the economics columnist for the Seattle Times. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Patricia.
And in late news today, Boeing told employees there will be more job cuts coming in 2017. The company says it's trying to reduce costs after intense competition and a weakening market for sales. Boeing's stock price this hour not impacted by that, up almost 1.5 points right now.